This is going to be verse by verse of Romans chapter 16. And in this chapter, Paul is just going through and giving shout outs basically to his friends and helpers in the ministry. And this shows us that Paul's not a lone ranger, and he doesn't consider that he is the only one saved. He realized that there's other people in the body of Christ other than himself. And it also shows us that there's nothing wrong with giving honorable mentions and, you know, thinking someone else is a good Christian other than ourselves. And I thought we could look at some of the descriptions of these people and maybe try to have these good characteristics in our life. So, verse 1 of Romans chapter 16 says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. So a woman can definitely do something for the Lord. She just isn't supposed to have authority over the man. 1 Timothy 2:12 says, But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. And you see all these women preachers on TV, and you see all these women preachers that are very deceived and deceiving others. They don't even use the King James Bible. They are completely contrary to this verse and are in rebellion against God. Joyce Meyer and Paula White and anyone else that's a woman who's trying to preach and pastor a church is completely going against this verse. Now, every woman is supposed to preach the gospel, but she's not to have authority over the man. But this doesn't mean she can't give out the gospel and tell others how to be saved and have a part. But this woman named Phoebe is labeled as a servant. And it's actually a compliment to be called a servant. Philippians 2:4 says, Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So, if you're servant-minded, that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with doing something for somebody else just so that they don't have to do it themselves. But not many people want to serve. They just want to give out the orders. And more marriages would work out if the husband and wife did things for each other just to help each other out. But Paul says perilous times shall come, and we know perilous times are here because men are lovers of their own selves. Romans 16:1, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. So this is a local church, a local group of believers in Cenchrea. In the Bible, you have local groups of believers called a church, and then you have the church, which is all born-again believers. So Romans 16:2 says that ye receive her in the Lord as become as saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also. Now notice Paul said to receive her. Romans 15:7 says, Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. There is no excuse not to receive a Christian who is living for the Lord. He said to assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. This once again goes back to being a servant and a helper. He says, assist her. And when Chris Paul or Stephen Curry or LeBron James passes the basketball to another player and it leads to a score, this is an assist. They are considered unselfish players. Are you unselfish in your Christian walk? Do you esteem others better than yourself to the point that you see them as better than you and you assist them? And most Christians today are only out to assist themselves. A lot of people believe Kobe Bryant was a ball hog and wanted to score all the points himself. If you are a leader or something in the ministry, when is the last time you assisted someone else in their ministry? But I see a lot of preachers that will only promote themselves. Now, verse 2 in Romans 16 says that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also. So she's been a succorer of many. That means she's helped a lot of people. Have you helped someone else lately? He says in verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. So the Lord is looking for someone who wants to help someone else. Priscilla and Aquila were husband and wife and were tent makers along with Paul. and you get to know someone when you work with them. So I'm assuming he knew their character very well and still thought highly enough of them after he got to know them. Do the people you work with think highly of you after they've got to know you and worked alongside you? Now Romans 16:4, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Have you ever heard the saying, they stuck their neck out for me? This is where that comes from in this verse. People could see that Paul was the real deal, and they were willing to stick their neck out for him. And Paul says in Galatians 4:15, he says, where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. So people would have laid down their necks and plucked out their own eyes for Paul. Do you have Christian friends you would do this for? Would you lay down your life to save a brother? Romans 16:5, likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. So he says, greet the church that is in their house. In verse 5, and churches many times start in homes. There is certainly nothing wrong with having a house church, just like there's nothing wrong with the church meeting in a big organized building. It's about the King James Bible being used and the preaching of the right message and no compromising of the Bible. That's what it's about. All the outward religion and tradition isn't worth the time, as long as we keep it pure religion and the tradition that Paul taught. There's nothing wrong with meeting in a house or meeting in a big organized building. Now he says in verse 6, greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. So how would you feel to have the fact that you labored for God's people to be written in the Bible? If you are laboring in the Lord, then it is written down in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. So Paul commends others in this chapter for their labor. It doesn't go unnoticed. Now Romans 16:12, he says, salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the well-beloved Perses, which labored much in the Lord. So he's just giving all these shout-outs to people who are hard workers, laborers. Romans 16:7, salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. So this Andronicus and Junia are fellow prisoners with Paul. I once read that a true friend will bail you out when you get locked up, but a best friend is right there locked up with you. That may not be true when it comes to getting locked up for something wicked, but in Paul's case, he could say his friends were fellow prisoners. Notice in verse 7 that Paul also says they were in Christ before me. This shows that the body of Christ didn't start with Paul, as some men may teach. Now Romans 16:8-9. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Notice that Paul isn't ashamed to tell a brother that he loved them. Paul would greet people with an holy kiss. And in 2019 in our culture, I wouldn't just go up to another dude and greet him with a kiss. Maybe you could give him a bro hug, as they say, or just give him the right hand of fellowship, as Paul did to Peter and John. But in Romans 16:10, he says, salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. So this guy Apelles is approved in Christ. And when it comes to eternity, all born-again believers are approved. When it comes to our daily Christian walk, we need to live it in a way that we will be approved by other Bible believers. 1 Corinthians 11:19 says, for there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. So when a false prophet shows up, It really lets you know who the true Bible believers are. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So you need to study to be approved. Show yourself approved. 2 Corinthians 10:17 and 18 says, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth." So you can't just approve yourself. Lining up with the word will show men that you are approved of God. Now verse 11 in Romans 16, it says, "Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord." Notice how Paul mentions greeting someone very often. Some people have a hard time simply greeting someone else. They can't just get themselves to say hello to someone in the store. But Proverbs 18:21 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." A person who has friends will be friendly first. And a lot of people walk around Walmart, see someone they know, that someone they know doesn't say hello to them, so they call them a snob, yet they didn't say anything to that person either. What you ought to do is just go up to that person and say hello to them, even if they don't see you. Now Romans 16:13 says, "Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine." And I like that name Rufus. If you're expecting a boy, that's a good name for him. But this Rufus is chosen in the Lord. Notice that you're chosen in the Lord, and you're not chosen until you get in. Until you get in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:4 says, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." It's not that God chose for us to be saved against our will. It's not that at all. It's that God chose to save anyone who chooses of their own free will to be saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're not saved until you get in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:4 says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." But this guy Rufus was chosen in the Lord. It says, "Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine." Mothers have a huge effect on the spiritual life of their children. Behind the scenes, they help mold and shape their kids. And Paul gives a shout out to the mother of Rufus. And Paul does the same thing to Timothy and his mother and grandmother. In 2 Timothy 1:5 it says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." So he really talks about Timothy's mother and grandmother in a good light. And Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15, he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." So Eunice and Lois taught Timothy the holy scriptures. They trained up their child in the way he should go. Too many mothers are wanting to have a career, and they believe a child would just hold them back. And too many mothers think that they need to have a girl's night out several times a week and just go out and live like the devil. And there's something wrong with a mother who would rather go clubbing or to see a dirty movie with her friends than she would to be at home taking care of her kids. And there is nothing more sick than a woman that won't take care of her kids, but a deadbeat dad who won't get out of bed and go to work. He'd rather get up and play video games. But parents are deadbeats these days. Bunch of slobs. They don't want to help their kids. They don't care about their kids. And as they say, if you don't take care of your kids, you'll be raising your grandkids. Parents really need to step their game up. It's pathetic. Romans 16:14 says, "Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them." Notice these guys have brethren with them. They aren't off in the woods, isolating themselves as a lone ranger. Romans 16:15 and 16 says, "Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you." Now, Paul gives people a holy kiss. And like I said, that may not be a good thing to do in 2019, to just go up to another dude and just kiss him. he'll think that you're one of them. But Paul says the churches of Christ salute you. Salute one another because you are a soldier in the Lord's army. You've been chosen to be a soldier. And also notice that he says the churches of Christ. And I made a study a long time ago against the Church of Christ cult a few years ago. And I said that you wouldn't even find the phrase the Church of Christ in the Bible. Because, you know, they say that they speak where the scriptures speak and they're silent where the scriptures are silent. But they would always go to this verse here and say, you can find the Church of Christ in the Bible. But notice it says the churches of Christ. This is talking about different groups of local believers, churches. It doesn't say the Church of Christ. It's not talking about groups of people that baptize people and say it saves them. The Church of Christ cult will go to verses about the church in the Bible and use those verses to teach that their Church of Christ cult is biblical. So they teach a lie by using a truth about the church. But the Church of Christ cult is not the church of the Bible. The church is the body of Christ. And if some of those